Good morning. We are studying our Mishnayos. We are in Masechta Kelim. We are under the 10th Perek. We are in Mishnayos Zion and Ches, and I'm coming to you live from Gan Yonina, where a huge tent is coming up, L'Chavad Yantif. It's unbelievable what's going on out here. Just to really declare our appreciation for all the efforts of everybody who's working so hard on this. The Mishnah tells us, Tanur Yashan B'Soch HaChadash, U'Srida Al Pi HaYashan. If you had an old oven that was within a new oven, and there was a Srida, it was like a covering, but it wasn't plastered to the old one. So, Nital HaYashan U'Srida Nofelas, if you were to take out the inside piece, like a thermos in the insulation, the Srida insulation would fall on its own, so then Hakol Tamei, everything would be considered Tamei. The Srida is not considered Samed Pasil. Bimlav, but if it would stand on its own, so then the Srida is its own Kli, and then Hakol Torah, and everything would be Torah. Chadash B'Soch HaYashan, if you have a new oven within an old oven, the Srida Al Pi HaYashan, and then you have this insulating Srida on top of the old one, so im ein bein chadash l'srida poseach tefach kol shebachadash tohor. If the old one is not a poseach tefach, it doesn't have a width of a tefach, then everything in the new one is going to be considered tohor. As far as lifsin says the Mishnah, stupats that were zu besoch zu, one is inside the other one, and so say in shavos, the tops, the rims are exactly even. So asher it's bo yono batachtona hitimea. If you have a sheretz in the upper or the lower stew pot, that pot's going to be tameh, but the rest of them are going to be considered torah. If the pots were perforated, that liquid from one would go into the other. So now you have a problem. If the sheretz is in the upper one, then all of them are going to be considered tameh, right? But if the sheretz is in the lower one, so then he tameh of a kulon toros, it's going to be tameh, and the other ones are going to be tohor. Hasheretz bo yona v'atachtono defes. If the sheretz is in the upper pot and the lower pot extends above it, and so then he v'atachtono tameh. So then the yona and the tachtona are in the same airspace, and so therefore everything's going to be tameh. Bo yona v'atachtono defes. But if the sheretz is in the upper one and the lower pot extends above it, so then, any perforation that is a poseach tefach would be tameh. We'll stop here, Be'ezus Hashem. We'll start the 11th parak tomorrow morning. Everyone have a wonderful, terrific day, and a ksiva v'chasima tovah.